Today, we're going to talk about population in the United States. According to the most recent government census, in 2010, the population is almost 309 million people, an increase of about 27 million people since the 2000 census. A population of close to 309 million makes the United States the third most populous country in the whole world. Now, as you probably know, the People's Republic of China is the most populous country in the world. Do you know which is the second most populous? If you thought India, you were right. The fourth, fifth, and sixth most populous countries are Indonesia, Brazil, and Pakistan. Now, let's get back to the United States and look at the U.S. population in three different ways. The first way is by race and origin. Here, we're talking about the percentages of whites, blacks, and so on, and from the parts of the world that they or their ancestors came from. Second, we'll look at the population by geographical distribution. In other words, where people live. And the third way is by the age and gender of the population. First of all, let's take a look at the population by race and origin. The 2010 U.S. Census reports that 72.4% of the population is white. Whereas 12.6% is black. About 4.8% are of Asian origin. Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders comprise 0.2%. And Native Americans are 0.9%. Of the population is a mixture of two or more races. And 6.2% report themselves as of some other race. Let's make sure your figures are right. White, 72.4%. Black, 12.6%. Asian, 4.8%. Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islanders, 0.2%. Native American, 0.9%. A mixture of two or more races, 2.9%. And people who say they're of some other race, 6.2%. Interestingly, Hispanics, whose origins lie in Spanish-speaking countries, comprise whites, blacks, and Native Americans, so they are already included in the above figures. However, it is important to note that Hispanics make up 16.3% of the present U.S. population. Now, another way of looking at the population is by geographical distribution. Do you have any idea which states are the five most populous in the United States? The five most populous states are California, with more than 37 million people, Texas, with more than 25 million, New York, with a little more than 19 million, Florida, with a little less than 19 million, and finally, Illinois, with almost 13 million people. These figures are surprising to many people because, although over half of the total U.S. population lives in the South and West, the East is more densely populated. Nevertheless, there are more people altogether in the South and West. To understand this seeming contradiction, one need only consider the relatively larger size of many Southern and Western states. So, although there are more people, they are distributed over a larger area. By the way, The South and the West are growing much faster than any other area of the country. Now, to finish up this section on geographical distribution, consider that about 83% of the people live in metropolitan areas like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Houston. That means that fewer than 2 out of 10 people live in rural areas. Before we finish today, I want to discuss the distribution of the U.S. population in terms of age and gender. Just for interest, would you say there are more men or more women in the United States? According to the 2010 census, there are more women. In fact, there are more than 5 million more women than men in the United States. If we consider that more males than females are born each year, how can this difference be explained? Well, one important reason is that there is a progressively higher death rate for males as they get older. As of 2010, the life expectancy for women was 80.8 years, whereas for men, it was only 75.7 years. In fact, statistically, women generally live longer than men worldwide. A 2011 estimate of the average life expectancy worldwide for the total population is about 69 for females and 65 for males. I thought you might be interested in the life expectancy for the total population in the other 5 most populous countries I mentioned earlier. China, about 75 years of age. India, about 67. Indonesia, about 71. Brazil, about 72.5. And Pakistan, about 70. Now, to finish up, let's look at the median age of the whole population. The median age is the age that half of the population is older than and half is younger than. Overall, the median age of the U.S. population is increasing from 35.3 years in 2000 to 37.2 years in 2010. The median age has been slowly but steadily increasing over the past several decades. This trend toward a higher median age can be explained by a decreasing birth rate and an increasing life expectancy for the population as a whole. I'd like to investigate these two subjects further, but I see our time is up, so we'll have to stop now.